This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right. So number one, a falling traffic light while I'm going under. Number two, getting out of an elevator while it's falling. Number three, balloons. At one point, I had this weird habit of just dealing with balloons. And I would just blow them up where you put so much air into them, they blow up. And I did it so much that I made myself scared of balloons. So like if you bring a bunch of balloons in here, like the sound of when the balloons rub each other is when it starts to like, my heart starts pounding quickly. I'm like, oh my God, that balloon's gonna blow in any second. Number four, spiders. Number five, confined spaces filled with people. Number six, saying no. The fear behind it was people not liking me from saying no. Like not agreeing with somebody or not doing something for somebody. You know, like, you know, mate, can you do this for me? And it's like, no. And then they're like, well, now you're dead to me. Number seven, public speaking. Number eight, karma. When something goes wrong, say I lost my keys or my wallet, I kind of look back, maybe like a month back, and reflect on what I've done. It's like because I either got a little rowdy from drinking a little too much or just trying to pull like a quick one on somebody. We're gonna get into this. All right, so the karma thing hit me the hardest was when I was 21. I'm gonna be open right now. So I was partying nonstop. I was drinking a lot and I would go to Long Beach. Long Beach has this area, it's the West End of Long Beach, which is a strip of bars. So you could just kind of walk up and down. Don't have to worry about driving. I had a friend that's over there. But one time we were drinking and we were like just going very hard, and for some reason I decided like I had to go home and sleep in my own bed, and like an idiot I decided to drive, and I drove and I got into an accident and I got arrested for drinking and driving. When I was arrested, I refused to make a phone call for 3 days, so nobody knew where I was. I was terrified of what was going to happen on the outside once I had to call my mom. And I was also terrified just being on the inside. So I was just kind of stuck. And I sat there for 3 days just thinking and thinking about things that I've been doing, the way I was living. That's really when it kicked in. Like the real, like I have to change. I have to be a better person. And eventually, like they were taking me to the county jail. Because I was sitting in holding for so long that they couldn't keep me there no more. And once I got in and realized where I was and the situation, I begged to make a phone call. The minute I heard my mom's voice and she heard mine, she started crying. And she kind of explained to me that, you know, she couldn't afford to pay the bail. So there's really nothing I could do from there. And as I was sitting there, a guard came up, called my last name, and said I made bail, which made no sense to me. So as I'm walking out, I remember got to this last hallway, which had, like, you finally could feel the air from the outside. And the minute I felt that fresh air, mentally, like, it just feels different. And, yeah, that's when really karma was a big thing in my life. Number 9, exploding manhole covers. I mean, it just happened so randomly, and there's manhole covers everywhere, and you just never know which one's going to blow. So, you know, I'm always worried that either I'm going to be the one guy that gets taken out by a manhole in history, or that I'm going to be on top of it, and then I'm just going to be rocketed into the sky. Like, it's one of those two things. Number 10, my future. So, yeah. We'll see where it goes from there. I'm Steven Agudelo, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That the post office is going to stop delivering on Saturday. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
That was a lot of fun.